From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The runaway Cash for Clunkers program is ending Monday night. The Obama administration says the popular federal rebate program will end at 8 p.m. Eastern time on August 24th. It offers car buyers up to $4,500 toward a new vehicle if they trade in a gas-guzzling model. Car dealers can't keep up with demand, and many criticized part of the arrangement because they aren't yet getting the government money they've been promised to arrange the deals. The National Hurricane Center has posted a hurricane watch and tropical storm warning for Bermuda. Hurricane Bill is expected to pass between the island and the east coast of the United States before moving on to Canada. The storm's top sustained winds are 115 miles per hour, but according to forecaster Dave Roberts, that could change.
We're still looking for an outside shot of possibly seeing some intensification in the short term.
Hurricane Bill is about 400 miles south of Bermuda and moving north. It'll trigger dangerous rip currents and heavy surf on beaches over the weekend. President Obama is encouraging grassroots activists who helped with his 2008 campaign to help him win public support for changes to the health care system. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
With polls showing public support for his approach to health care slipping, the president attended a town hall meeting yesterday hosted by Organize for America, a group formed to give campaign volunteers a way to stay involved. The event was streamed live on the internet. Mr. Obama spoke of the misinformation about health care being spread by opponents.
What we're going to have to do is to cut through the noise and the misinformation, and the best ambassadors for true information, factual information, is all of you.
The president also insisted he still backs a public option as part of health care reform, dismissing reports that he's considering dropping that effort. He said he's confident he'll get a bill to sign this year. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
The Justice Department has announced indictments against 43 alleged drug smugglers. They're accused of bringing almost 200 tons of cocaine into the United States from Mexico. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
10 of the 43 defendants are allegedly Mexican drug cartel leaders. At a press conference in Washington, Attorney General Eric Holder said the defendants have made almost $6 billion trafficking in cocaine and heroin.
The criminal conduct alleged in these indictments did not take place solely in Mexico. Rather, it played right out here in our own backyards.
The indictment describes far-reaching networks that channeled drugs from Mexico to Chicago and New York. From those cities, the drugs went across the United States. Some of the men in these indictments have been wanted for years. Most are still not in custody. American officials say they're working with the Mexican government to bring the defendants to justice. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in the capital of Chechnya say suicide bombers have killed at least four police officers. Reports say the bombs went off in central Grozny and injured several other people. This is NPR News. Election officials in Afghanistan are counting votes, but it will be a few days before preliminary results are known from the presidential election. Officials do know voter turnout was low in southern and eastern Afghanistan yesterday. That's where incumbent President Hamid Karzai is expected to do well. He's claiming victory, although no results have been released. So is his leading opponent. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan begins today, during which time Muslims around the world will fast, abstain from drinking, smoking, and sexual activity during daylight hours. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
Depending on the sighting of the new moon, Muslims will forego even water at a time when they're expected to focus on prayer, charity, and forgiveness. From sunup to sundown, children as young as 8 can fast if they choose to. Younger children are exempt, as are the elderly, the sick, and pregnant women. Ramadan takes place in the 9th month of the Muslim lunar calendar, the same month in which the Quran was revealed to the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Around the world, Muslims will spend more time reading their holy book. In some countries, mosques hold special prayers during which whole sections are recited, allowing worshippers to complete the entire Quran at the end of the month. Ramadan ends with Eid al-Fitr, at which time Muslims don new clothes, donate food to the poor, and feast with family and relatives. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.
The first secretary of the Homeland Security Agency says he felt pressure to boost the national threat level just before the 2004 presidential election. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is writing a memoir. He says he objected to the pressure and the threat level ultimately was not changed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.